brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Richard C. Cook is our guest for the next hour. He's an economic historian. He has written for some of the largest publications in the country. He has consulted for NASA, and we are really honored to have him on with us today. He also writes for a lot of big publications like Global Research, and I wanted to get him on because we'd have him on 2-3 years ago, and he predicted a lot of what is now unfolding. He understands from the establishment's own documents, their own admissions, that they are engineering a world economic implosion over a year ago on this show. He concurred with my analysis and added to it that they were going to implode the economy, then announce a new bank of the world with carbon taxes paid to them. So use the crisis they created to bring in even more control. I want him to flesh out the basic background of this and then get into what's currently happening with his prognosis of how serious things are currently and how bad they are going to get. And people say, well, we know how bad they are right now. No, you don't. I know a lot of us, you know, it's hard to gauge different sectors of the economy in the U.S., worldwide, how fast this is going downhill. You know, it's a recession when your neighbor is out of work. It's a depression when you're out of work. I believe we're really officially in a depression right now. Even the Economist magazine, with their economists, have come out and said that. So, Richard C. Cook, great to have you here with us.
Thanks, Alex. Good to be here.
You bet. You've got the floor. Break down what we're facing right now, what's really happening.
Well, it's collapsing, and the bottom is not in sight. I was at a conference over the weekend in New York. It was the annual conference of the Eastern Economic Association, and one of the big-name economists, Paul Krugman, who's the incoming president of the Eastern Economic Association, spoke. He said it's of Great Depression scale right now. There was another speaker there. You may have heard of him. His name is Henry Liu. He's the publisher of Asia Times, and he looks at it from the perspective of China and the Asian economies. He came up with an interesting statistic. 2 years ago, the total valuation of all of the assets in the world was approximately $60 trillion. Today, 2 years later, it's approximately $30 trillion. So half the value of the entire world economy has disappeared in 2 years, and it's still going down. The bottom has not yet been seen. Now, to me, one of the most interesting facts about this is that if you really think about it, the ability of the producing economy of the world to produce goods and services has not changed. It has not decreased. In fact, the ability of the world economy to produce constantly increases because of technology, because of the growth of knowledge, because of the growth of efficiency, and as we've seen in the U.S. from the productivity data, the growth of productivity of the economy. Even though people's wages are stagnant, even though people's portfolios are collapsing, the stock market is collapsing, the derivative market is collapsing, every market is collapsing, and yet the producing economy continues to grow. So why is there this contradiction? That's what nobody has figured out, and that's where we really have to focus.
Well, we know, we'll come back and talk about this, the parasitic banking economy has now become about 30% of the real economy. They've created Ponzi schemes. Many economists say over 1,000 trillion or 1 quadrillion. They've created this tsunami of fiat currency and credit. And so they want to implode the world economy so they can consolidate it all. This is a financial coup d'etat against the planet. We'll get Richard C. Cook's take on that on the other side of this quick break for the rest of the hour. And later in the hour, I'm going to open the phones up, but specifically on the economy, specifically how it's affecting you, or questions for Richard C. Cook at 1-800-259-9231. If it isn't on that, I'm going to hang up on you.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The establishment is betting everything they've got on Obama and his hype machine to con the public to stand down long enough worldwide so they can get their New World Order banking system, Bank of the World, as Time Magazine and Newsweek called it, set up. It'll, quote, knock the heads of bad countries, including the United States. That's another quote. That's why it's so important for everybody to get the Obama deception. It'll be out in about 12 days on the 15th. The ObamaDeception.net or ObamaDeception.net without the V will get you there. Go to InfoWars.com. Pre-order the film now because they will ship out in the order they are received. We've gotten so many orders, it'll take a few days to ship them out. So I want everybody to get the Obama deception today at InfoWars.com, because if we show people how the shadow government's in control, how the central banks are in control, how Obama's a front man, after they're done with him, they're going to blame it all on him like they did Bush when they're just puppets, and they are going to bring in the world government. So please get the Obama deception today. You can also call toll-free to order it. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. A sponsor that makes this show possible and also gets you to be self-sufficient is SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. In a real crisis, having a non-hybrid seeds means having the ability to grow an endless supply of nutrient-dense food to feed your loved ones. There have been times in American history, Pilgrim, for example, when seeds are the highest value of any barter item, even silver or gold. There's a war on against non-hybrid seeds waged by the global elite who want to control us by controlling the food supply. Governments are hoarding seeds at giant UN seed banks all over the planet. They're buying up the heirloom seeds, but Survivalist Seed Bank has some of the best quality at the best prices out there available. Survivalseedbank.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, survivalseedbank.com. Okay, Richard C. Cook, some stations don't carry that first 5 minutes when you're on with us. So briefly recap what you were saying and then go into what's really developing, what's really happening right now with this depression level thing that is taking place worldwide.
Well, let me plug my website first, www.richardccook.com. I've got a couple new articles up there just this past week. One I call The Last Picture Show, which is the name I use for the new Obama administration budget. But basically what we have seen is a complete collapse in the value, the nominal value, the paper value, if you will, of all world assets. I mentioned that I was at a conference of the Eastern Economic Association over the weekend, and the figure was put out there that 2 years ago, the total valuation of all of the assets in the world, this is everything, everything of tangible value, the price on it at that time was $60 trillion approximately. Today, the total is under $30 trillion and falling, and the bottom has not been seen yet. So what we're seeing is not the disappearance of things of value. We're not seeing the disappearance of the ability of the producing economy to produce goods and services. What we're seeing is a collapse of the price system. We're seeing a deflation of a bubble, a series of bubbles that has been constructed by the world banking system really over the last, it goes back 30, 40 years in its entire history, even further if you want to look at the start of the Federal Reserve System. But it's been in the last 10 years when the bubbles have really just gotten totally out of control, and it's been the banking system with the Federal Reserve every step of the way enabling this to create this enormous bubble that's now collapsed. So, again, it's not the ability of the world economy to produce what we need to live. It's the financial aspects of it, the bubble aspects of it that we're seeing collapse, and it's still on its way down. And as you say, we've got talk about the world financial organizations, the big ones, particularly the ones in Europe, ready to step in now and put together a world financial order that is going to take control of all the economies of the world through the international banking system. So all of that is going on right now.
Let me just read your bio to folks. I forgot to do that earlier. Richard C. Cook is a former U.S. federal government analyst whose career included service with the U.S. Civil Service Commission, the Food and Drug Administration, the Carter White House, and NASA, and the U.S. Treasury Department. His articles on economics, politics, and space policy have appeared on numerous websites. His book, The Monetary Reform, entitled We Hold These Truths, The Promise of Monetary Reform, is in preparation. He is the author of Challenger Revealed, an insider account of how the Reagan administration caused the greatest tragedy of the space age. Called by one writer the most important space flight book of the last 20 years, his website is richardccook.com. Richard, specifically, though, if you have private banks engineering the collapse so they can consolidate things, and from past interviews I know you agree with that, we need to then expose the fact that they are not just criminals creating Ponzi schemes through governments and private means, but that they need to be arrested, not now posed as the world's saviors. And we've seen them with the banker bailout of October 3rd saying, we're going to have a depression if you don't do this, then withholding the money for the subprime mortgages, then saying, we won't say where it was spent, Bloomberg reporting $9.7 trillion taken. As you just said, that's a third of all the world's real assets. I mean, quantify this, because you know they keep expecting good news from Obama or for Geithner to say what they're going to do, but they never tell anybody what they're going to do. They only badmouth and talk about nationalization of the banks to drive them down even further, to further destroy confidence. Is this not premeditated economic terrorism to create a global fire sale where they're the only ones with liquidity left to buy it up?
Well, that's how the banking system traditionally has worked. If you go back in history and you see the history of the panics that occurred leading up to the Federal Reserve System, that's what the banks did. They would call in their loans. It would collapse the currency, collapse the economy, and then they would step in to buy assets for pennies on the dollar. Exactly the same thing happened with the Great Depression. The Great Depression was an engineered event. It was not something that just happened. The banks built the bubbles of the 1920s, and then when the bubbles were fully ripe, they stepped in and they pulled back on the margin lending requirements and collapsed the economy at that time. And then they stepped in and made huge fortunes by buying everything they could in the 1930s. We're now seeing the same thing. And in fact, when I started writing about this 2 years ago, the first article in the series I wrote came out in June of 2007, and it was the title was "It's Official: The Collapse of the U.S. Economy Has Begun." Because I saw at that time what they were saying about the extraordinary debt levels compared to equity in businesses was a disaster waiting to happen. And then you had the Federal Reserve deliberately ratcheting down the interest rates that it had raised only 2 years previously to create the housing bubble. Now they stepped in and they destroyed the housing bubble by their interest rate policies. And I quoted at that time the CEO of Carlyle, the equity firm that the Bush family is so closely involved with. And what he was saying was he was sending out a notice to all of his branches. And he was saying, keep your eyes open, because what we're going to have after this thing collapses is the buying opportunity of a generation. Because everything is going to be dirt cheap. So, you know, the government says, well, we've got to support the collapse of housing prices, for example. And yet it's these pricing collapses that makes everything ripe for the big banks to pick up assets at fire sale prices. And so it's just ripe for a tremendous consolidation of world wealth.
Well, we know
and that's what we're seeing.
We know that Frank Carlucci and other people with the Carlyle Group, back in the 80s, in the 1990, they put out bad news about defense. They said it was all over. A lot of it went very close to bankrupting or did bankrupt, and they bought it all up for pennies on the dollar, then started the Iraq War through their client Saddam, who they set up, and then the prices ballooned right after they'd had that vertical integration. So that was a mini version of what we see now.
That's correct. And I'm working on this video that I'm going to make later on this month where I go back in American history. And if you go back, say, to Thomas Jefferson, for example, or James Madison, early presidents who understood the banking system, what they warn about is the ability of the banks to produce inflation followed by deflation. Because with inflation, they make tremendous profits because of the interest rates and the compound interest they charge on the inflating economy. Then when the inflation has gone as far as it can go, they pull back credit, they constrict credit, and that causes a crash of prices. That causes a deflation. When the deflation occurs, they're able then to step in and buy up assets very cheaply. And we are seeing now the biggest deflation in world history, at least as far as we can detect.
When we come back, I'll pull up the famous Thomas Jefferson quote, but they're all similar about if we ever allow private banks to take control of the money power, first through inflation, then through deflation, they will completely enslave everybody, and we will wake up slaves on the continent our forebears conquered. You know, that's basically a paraphrase, because they've done this in Europe over and over again. They were trying to set that up here.
The word Jefferson uses is very instructive. He says, we will wake up homeless on the continent our fathers conquered. Homeless. He was talking about the housing bubble, wasn't he?
Because this is how they ruled Europe. I mean, the Rothschilds in 1815 went in and panicked them, saying Napoleon had won and bought it all up as well. I mean, it's constant.
Yeah, it was their goal, and this was even put out in writing by the American Bankers Association somewhere in the late 1800s. The goal is to reduce the American population to renters. They recognize that people who own their homes are people who have some pride, who have assets of their own, who have independence. So take away their homes, their property, and leave them so poor they can only rent. Then you can control the population.
Richard C. Cook, powerful information, and he's 100% on target, RichardC.Cook.com. Our websites are PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com. We'll be right back after this quick break. We'll talk about how we defeat them.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, this is Peter Krantschnabel from Midas Resources, and I'd like to share some thoughts with you. In today's economy, with the government spending gone wild, the banking system on the verge of collapse, and Wall Street in continuous free fall, we both know that it is critical that you protect your savings and retirement programs now. Macroeconomics can be very confusing, but the solution to securing your personal assets is very simple. It's purchase of gold and silver. These precious metals have been the trusted means of exchange for centuries, and they've never been more important in our country's history. It's up to you to design your survival plan, one based on gold and silver. Give me a call. I'm Peter Krantschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And allow me to outline an easy answer to your questions. That's Peter Krantschnabel at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Call Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108, while you can still purchase gold with paper.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
That the dice are loaded, everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get.
We are back live. Here is a quote by U.S. Founding Father, drafted the Declaration of Independence, third U.S. President. in 1802 in a letter to then Secretary of the Treasury, Albert Gallatin. He said, we've got it up on screen right now for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. By the way, this quote is in the Obama deception to give you an idea of the type of things this film covers. If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their money, first by inflation and then by deflation, the banks and corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. Homeless. This has been done over and over again, and for maybe 50 years, 60 years maximum, the founders, and then Andrew Jackson, the fruit of the founders, and he fought the Revolutionary War when he was 12 and 13, they knew the game plan, and on his deathbed, Andrew Jackson said, what are you most proud of? He said, I killed the bank. You should read his final address. That half a century of somewhat economic freedom made us what we are today. That's what allowed us to grow. And the foreign banks wrote in the Times of London, we can't allow what's happening in America. The world's figuring out the scam we run. We've got to shut them down. And they tried to kill Andrew Jackson and others. Going back to Richard C. Cook, any comments on that quote I was just covering? And then, now that we know they're doing this, from studying the architecture of the world banking system they're setting up, what is this thing going to look like if they succeed with the carbon taxes and all the controls versus how do we defeat them?
Well, those are great quotes. I include those in this new video that I'm making, and it goes all the way up to the Civil War because the financiers of Europe, and it's been well documented by people who know who were there at the time, their objective was to break up the United States because the United States, a democracy where the people controlled their own currency, thanks to people like Andrew Jackson, was the biggest threat on the earth to the monarchies of Europe and to the financial rule of the Rothschilds and the other big banking families. So when the Civil War began and Abraham Lincoln went to the New York banks, they wanted to charge him interest rates anywhere from 25% to 35%. And Lincoln said, forget that. And that's why he introduced the greenbacks, where the government had the ability, he knew it, to just spend money directly into circulation for the items they needed to purchase to prosecute the war without going through the banks. The Civil War financially was a miracle because we fought a war without any debt to the banks whatsoever. We had the greenbacks, we sold war bonds directly to the people, and we raised excise taxes and introduced a small income tax. But the miracle was the Union was preserved without debt to the banks, and the European banks hated it. The London Times hated it. But I'm looking at a website here that has the stock market activity for today.
Mm-hmm.
There's a really interesting number here, Alex, that illustrates what we're talking about. You know, Citibank from the 11th of February to the 20th of February went down 42%, right? The stock just plummeted. And so everybody says, oh, that's terrible. Citibank's in such bad shape. Well, today, Citibank stock has been sold in the amount of 360 million shares at a very low price. So what does that mean? That means that the people with the money have come back into the market now, and they're buying Citibank shares for half of what it sold for 3 weeks ago.
They're getting the people out of
the profiteering going on here.
They're getting the people out of the ownership. This is vertical integration.
That's right. They've driven the small stockholders, the mutual funds, they've driven them out. And now the people with the money have come back in to buy that enormous financial institution for pennies on the dollar. There couldn't be a better illustration of what is going on.
So they took the pension funds money, the government employee money, the private pension fund money, the mom and pop stock market money. They weren't about to let the baby boomers have this. Notice right as they're retiring, they did this and they bragged they're doing it. They destroy confidence, drive it all down, engorge themselves with cash while the stock itself's down, then go in and buy it up themselves.
Yeah, that's what's happened with Citibank, and we're seeing the similar things happening today with Bank of America and American Express. They're doing the same thing with those two.
I want to hear from you what you think the winner banks, the banks that are going to leave standing, who those will be, versus what front corporations like Enron and Toolco and Global Crossing, because we know they put these front companies, fence the money out offshore, and then implode them to rip off the shareholders and employees. But now this is on a wider scale. Where do you see that going in solutions to this, Richard C. Cook, and your phone call straight ahead? Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6185 today. That's 1-800-426-6185. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6185 now.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Waging war on corruption, Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to be taking your calls from Richard C. Cook, economic historian, government analyst, former government analyst in the White House, author. But I wanted to go back to you, sir, and again, specifically, because we're out of time in the last segment, quantify simply the New World Order, you know, Anglo-American banking establishment's plan. A, B, is it going well for them? And then C, how do we combat this?
Well, the plan is to allow the bubble to collapse. This is what has been called, and you're probably familiar with the term, reader, or listeners are probably familiar with the term, the soft landing. That's to allow the bubble to collapse without taking down the entire system with it. It does take down a lot of small financial institutions. You know, it took down Lehman. It took down Merrill Lynch, which was sold to Bank of America. So they're letting the small fish collapse while the big ones come in and eat up everything in sight. and consolidate their control, which is why the big four, Citibank, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and J.P. Morgan Chase are all going to come through this, because they're going to be the ones who are the recipients of the additional bailout monies that are going to be coming through the Obama budget for 2009-2010, the budget that was just announced the other day. Then, meanwhile, the producing economy, the economy where we live and work, we're going to see depression-level unemployment. We're going to see cuts in social services. We're going to see Social Security cut back. We're going to see Medicare cut back. All of those benefit programs are going to be sacrificed to a significant extent. We're already seeing the not just the standard of living in the United States collapsing, but also the life expectancy. All of this stuff is going to lead to a depressed economy, which is going to be levels of maybe a half or less, 40% of economic activity that we've seen in the last decade, and then the banks will just start rebuilding it through more lending, but at a much lower price level, a much lower level of economic activity, and the whole cycle just starts all over again, but this time with greater control and greater consolidation. Now, of course, we do know that they're calling up the police powers of the state, the military powers, to everybody's warning. All of the intelligence people are saying, well, we're going to have riots, we're going to have civil unrest, so they're preparing for that. But one interesting thing about that, Alex, if you read about the history of the late 1800s, when we had the Greenback Party, the Populist Party, the People's Party, all trying to fight against the monetary system in the late 1800s, the monetary power was calling for the same thing. They wanted the government to step in. They were calling for stocking the armories in the big American cities, because they were doing the same thing then as they were doing now, gaining financial control through a big deflation, and then calling for the police power of the state to come in and protect the bankers, protect the financiers from the people. So it's just a repetition of history, except today the economy is so much bigger, the population is so much larger, that it's a much bigger event than it was back then. But the
pattern
is the same.
And the people, and we'll get into solutions in a moment, are less self-sufficient. They're not living on the land. 90%+ are urban, can't take care of themselves. The 10% that's on the farms is, only half of those, or total 5% of the population is self-sufficient. So they've got us right where they want us. And towards the premeditation of all of this, just adding to what you were saying, not only do they start imploding the economy in the name of pumping it back up, which they have no intention of doing, while they badmouth it, claiming they're trying to pump it up, they're pumping all the cash into themselves to be cash rich. And to show the premeditation of this, they've been gearing up this police state for decades for just this time we're now entering. They didn't just suddenly build FEMA camps and get Brigade Homeland and Homeland Security and build this apparatus to fight Al-Qaeda, which they now admit is for the American people. Can you speak to that and then get into some brief solutions, because I want to go to calls?
Well, that is correct. Now, the Obama administration is trying to cover both ends of the spectrum. They're pumping up the financial bubble to try to keep the big banks in business, and at the same time, they're extending the federal deficit by putting in place additions to welfare-type programs. Plus, they're going to have a big hiring spree to hire 1 to 250,000 new federal employees, which is a Keynesian job creation program. So they're trying to cover the whole spectrum, which is why they have the $1.75 trillion budget deficit projected for this year, which is producing a new bubble. There's a new bubble that has just begun. I don't know if listeners have heard of it. It's the Treasury bond bubble that is just off the charts now, but the problem is that the Treasury bonds are paying such low interest rates that with inflation it's a losing proposition if you buy them. But that's the place that all of these stockholders who are getting out of their 401ks, abandoning the stock market, are being forced into. They're being forced into Treasury bonds to float that bubble to pay for the $1.75 trillion budget deficit that's out there now for fiscal year 09. Now, solutions to this, there is a monetary reform solution. I mean, there is a monetary reform movement that has been saying over and over again to people in recent years, all of this goes back to one factor and one factor alone, and that is that the only way money comes into existence in the economic system that we have today run by the Federal Reserve is through a bank loan.
A debt instrument, monetary system.
As long as we continue to have a debt-based monetary system, the banks will be in control, and they will inflate it and deflate it to their heart's content. That's what has to be changed.
And you've written about that extensively, and I agree with your plan at RichardCCook.com. We got to go to calls, but I just want to put the cherry on top of all of this. We're hearing about nationalization, but what really is happening, the private Federal Reserve masquerading as public, is taking control of some of its subsidiary banks that were already the private arm of the Federal Reserve. So it's a bait and switch. It's really a hijacking or a piratical takeover by multinational offshore banks of the governmental functions of the Treasury. I'd like you to briefly comment on that.
That's correct. There's no real nationalization. What masquerades as nationalization is simply pumping more federal dollars onto the asset sheets of these banks by taking off their balance sheets the toxic debt, the bad loans, the loans that will never be repaid.
So instead,
the government does not have any kind of controlling interest. The government does not influence the lending policies, interest rates, or anything. It's just another bailout.
So instead, we need true nationalization of the private Federal Reserve, lock up these guys for criminal activity and Ponzi schemes. They've all openly broken even their own federal laws, and then do what the Founding Fathers and Andrew Jackson and President Lincoln did, and that is have a true, nationalized, true private Bank of the United States, and then educate the public about monetary systems and have a stable money supply that's meant to build up our economy, build up small businesses, build up state sovereignty, and we would again be the powerhouse of the planet.
That's correct. And we need to issue what I call a dividend directly to the people, like the Alaska Permanent Fund, for example, that distributes over $3,000 in asset wealth every year to every resident of the state. We should do that. And in addition to that, we must write off trillions of dollars in debt that our population has been unfairly subjected to by the banking system, such as the enormous amount of credit card debt now that is at very high interest rates.
The college debt, all of those.
It all has to be written off.
Yes, and I keep interrupting because we're short on time, and this is such powerful info. We got to have you back very soon, Richard C. Cook. It's just so incredible to know that we have this engine of true currency controlled by the government, what our founders set up, what made us the most powerful and wealthy in the world. Instead, we have a bunch of criminal bankers that create a black hole of debt-based money supply. And, I mean, we have to educate the public about this if we're going to survive and thrive as a society. The alternative...
Yeah.
The alternative is a world government run by the bankers, literally taxing the carbon cycle.
Yes, that's right. That's the solution. This is where the battle line is drawn. And again, it's people in this country have known this as long as we've had a country, and the fight has gone back and forth. In the last 70 years, the financiers have controlled it all through the Federal Reserve. Now that it's collapsing, we have to take advantage of this and educate people about the real solutions that we have available to us.
And by the way, the establishment openly says this is their opportunity to finish the New World Order, or they'll be defeated. They know. They're moving. They're working overdrive, folks. But we have history, common sense, the law on our side. You better get working, and that's why the Obama deception coming out is so important. I can't wait till your video comes out. We certainly want to have you on to promote that. Free minds think alike. He's making a film about basically the same issues because it's the reality, and if we don't get this message out, it's over. Let's take a call here from Jay in New York. Jay, go ahead.
Hello. Hey, Richard. Thanks for all the work you're doing. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it sounds like you're on a speakerphone, but go ahead with your question.
Okay, yes. I come from a very supposedly alternative, they call it the most enlightened city in New York, in America. And they're not really there, but they do have their own money system.
Sir, let me ask you a question. Can you pick up a regular phone? Because we'd like to hear you.
Yeah, let me just get someone else's phone.
We respect you enough to want to actually be able to understand what you're saying.
Gotcha.
And speakerphones just don't cut it.
I got you. Okay. I come from the city, and they have their own money system. It's called the Ithaca Dollar. It's called the Ithaca Hour. And it's basically a work-based system. It's worth $10, one Ithaca Hour. You can go in someone's kitchen and wash their dishes. I'm a tradesman. I have a trade. I have a lot of trades. I I'm not going to hurt, I don't think, any more than probably, you know, the rest of the country. And I'm not going to leave the country because I'd be leaving a lot behind a lot of people that I care about. So we're all going to go through this together, whatever we're going to go through. But I'm wondering what you all think about that money system. Because here in Ithaca, you can get an Ithaca hour, I suppose. I don't hardly use them. But you can get an Ithaca hour, and wherever you try to cash it, they take off about 10% of it. So it's really only worth about $9 or $8.
No, I hear you. Let me comment on that. I'm going to move forward. It's a great question. Let me add my point on this. I believe in multiple competing currencies, an overall national currency, but you know, in our founding and in many other free nations, they've had competing currencies because that does several things. It educates the public about alternative systems and takes away the mystification of these fiat currencies put out by private banks. Go ahead, sir.
The problem with the Ithaca money, and I love the system. It's a great system, and I do encourage people to put in place, if they can, local systems. There's only a little bit over $100,000 in Ithaca hours that are now out there. That figure's from just a few months ago because they went to the American Monetary Institute, the people who run Ithaca hours, to ask them how they could expand it. And of course the problem is that there are so many difficulties in using Ithaca hours to buy anything that's made outside the community. Like you can't buy a car with it. So it's an expedient, and in some cases it's an emergency measure that people have to use. But by itself, it's not the solution. So we've got to look at the national level and be able to find ways to educate people about national monetary reform.
Well, we should also educate the public about silver and gold and other things. I mean, that is a true, you know, primitive currency that's always been used. So that's a whole other level of that. Josh in New Jersey, you're on the air. Welcome with Richard C. Cook.
Alex, how you doing, Mr. Cook?
Hello.
I'm a pretty recent listener to the show, and, you know, I agree with a lot of the ideas you have. My basic question is, these banks, you know, they're pretty deep-rooted. I mean, it seems like they have control of these governments, and they use this debt to control everything. Is there really any way that we can make them lose this power? I mean, aren't we...
We have beaten them four times. We have to educate the public about how this works. As things get worse and worse, the people that would only watch football before are now starting to listen, and we don't have a choice. And the states created the federal government. 30-plus states are moving to declare sovereignty, reform the union if they have to. You have to first believe they can be beaten to do it. Third-world countries beat them all the time. Mr. Cook?
Every bank in the United States is chartered by a federal or a state government. Our system acknowledges at its deepest level that credit is a public utility, and it does derive from the will of the people and the consent of the governed. We have the constitutional right, and now we have to get the ability to take it back. It can be done. It belongs to us. It's been taken away from us. We have to take it back.
Yeah, I mean, we have the moral authority, sir. We've been robbed. We've been shanghaied. We've been hijacked. We've been bushwhacked. We've been bamboozled. We've been gang raped. I mean, whatever terms you want to use, they're the bad guys. It's this magician's illusion in their fancy suits and on TV. They're a pack of crooks. We need to get that popular rage of true populism going. Mr. Cook.
Now, back in October, when Paulson went to Congress with the first of the big bailout bills, and that bailout came about, by the way, because Europe refused to stop buying our toxic debt. So Paulson went to Congress, and you remember what happened. The very first time that went before the House of Representatives, the House voted it down. Now, if they had stood their ground and voted it down the next time, we might have a completely different situation today.
But the bankers engaged in financial terrorism. They went on air and said, we're going to have a depression. And the stock market dropped, you know, from 10,000 down to, you know, 8,000 or whatever. And look, we gave into the terrorism. Did it help us, Mr. Cook?
Oh, it ruined us. That was the defining moment. And when John McCain came to Washington, he had the intent of supporting the congressmen who were against that legislation. But he, too, caved in. We heard this story last weekend up in New York at the Eastern Economic Association Conference, but there was a time, you know, there were a couple days there when the battle lines had been drawn, and if our people in Congress had stood their ground, we would have a far different situation today.
And in came the military option, as you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, they started telling people there were going to be terrorists in the streets. Martial law, all that.
Yeah, I mean, if that isn't terrorism, to have the Secretary of the Treasury and the head of the private Fed saying the president's going to declare martial law and do this anyway, they should have gone out and had a press conference and said we were just threatened by economic terrorists and started a House investigation to arrest those men. Instead, they put their tail between their legs, urinated on themselves.
All that came from the big banks.
I mean, folks,
that whole scenario.
We have offshore banks threatening martial law in America. I mean, this is outrageous, Mr. Cook.
That's correct. That is correct. It's the international banking system, and it's an interlocking system. And the center of it, is not even in the United States.
London.
It's spread all over the place. But it's an international system, and they're the ones who direct the Federal Reserve, and they're the ones who direct the Treasury policy. And right now, the whole objective of the Obama budget with the continued bailouts is to keep that system afloat.
Richard C. Cook's our guest. We're going to come back and take more calls from Mike, Zachary, and others. Kevin, who disagreed, would have been first, but he hung up. Richard C. Cook's our guest, an amazing researcher. He is one of the most accurate individuals breaking it down, probably the most accurate. He concurs with my analysis more than anybody else. Because the banks do this over and over again throughout history. They brag about it. Of course it's all premeditated. They're behind it.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Man thinks, 'cause he rules it up, he can do with it. He will. For man has invented his doom.
All right, we are back live, ladies and gentlemen. I forgot to ask you during the break, Mr. Cook, because I want to go to all these calls. Can you stay 5 minutes with us into the next hour? Mr. Cook, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Can we keep you 5 minutes in the next hour?
Yeah, 5 minutes to work, yeah.
Okay, fantastic. I meant to ask you that during the break and forgot to.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and go back to the callers here. And, folks, if you see me frothing and chomping at the bit, this is history. Are they going to bring in worldwide tyranny through the scam they've committed with all the money they've stolen, or are we going to bring them to justice? And, Mr. Cook, doesn't it come down to just that?
Well, yes. I can give an example also of another thing that was said at this conference I just went to in New York last weekend. There was an economist from the University of Massachusetts there. His name was Thomas Ferguson, who'd been working with the banking committee on Capitol Hill when the October crisis occurred. And he pointed out that the Bush-Obama bank bailouts alone will cause a permanent addition of interest payments on the national debt of $100 billion a year forever. That means every American is going to pay during the course or his or her lifetime, on the average, $20,000 for this bank rescue, this one action of bailing out the banks. $20,000 in a lifetime.
And now they're telling us more and more of these.
Yeah, yeah. These are the decisions that are being made by our elected government today.
Unbelievable crime. Unbelievable. Just absolutely incredible. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Wisconsin. Mike, you're on the air with Richard C. Cook. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Alex and Richard.
Yes, hello.
I'm a Prison Planet member, and I have the Obama deception pre-ordered. I've been unemployed since September, and I was making like $18 an hour when I was let go. I'm right now collecting unemployment. I don't have a mortgage. I was foreclosed a couple years ago, so I'm renting. Should I take any kind of part-time job, full-time job, no matter what it pays right now, or should I kind of hold out for something that pays what I was, you know, making when I was let go? Or right now my wife works, so we do have an income, but, you know, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I would say this. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, I can't tell any individual what to do. If I were in that position, I would certainly do my best to earn the money that I could, because you never know down the road if it's going to get any better. So I think a bird in the hand is better than nothing.
Yeah, look, you've already paid all this in taxes. It's all fiat made-up money to begin with. The illegal aliens are all two or three, four welfare checks apiece, milking it. Everything's going bankrupt. I would take that unemployment check. I mean, this is what I would do. And I would go out and mow lawns or, you know, pick up cans or whatever on the side, because it's only going to be the underground economy that's going to let people survive. I would be making as much money as you can. I know people that are losing their jobs, or they get a new job and they're lazy and they drag around. Americans, a lot of them have gotten lazy and entitled. A lot of us are really hardworking. I don't want to over, you know, simplify things. But I don't think people realize we're going into a long, sustained depression. I think all the evidence shows. So you better, especially people that have children are being lazy out there. You better be busting your butts to get in as best a position as you can, because it's only going to get worse, I'd say, for the next 5 years. Mr. Cook, do you agree?
Yeah, I agree with that, and I think that's a good suggestion, Alex. There's a lot of ways to earn money out there now that are available that we can, you know, kind of do out of our wits, and sure, do it.
Absolutely. I mean, look, get your hands legally on as much money as you can and start living more simply. I appreciate your call. Five more minutes with Mr. Cook. We've got state representatives joining us declaring sovereignty. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.